Every year as June begins, I am returned to the joy of being 10 or 12 with a whole summer ahead. Those days were a hot, humid heaven. In the mid-60s, when I was that age myself, already there were forces at work inside me as I took part in the American experience. A science nerd, a southerner, a white female, an upper-middle-class Christian, I saw the world as safe and just, with unlimited potential, and I wanted that for everyone, especially the people we had never seen in China and Africa and Russia. But there were things to come we could not foresee. Some came sooner, others later. But it is worth thinking about what we did not know then. In doing that, this poem sprung up. I hope you can find some parallel in your own coming of age. If so, let me know. My daily hope is that we can find a way to again be those optimistic, energetic, open-hearted children. The world needs that. Here's the poem. No one told us. As kids, we chased the future downhill on tasseled bikes that clickety-clicked with red bicycle playing cards close-pinned to the whirring spokes, drove them hard and fast as race cars. On scratchy black and white console television screens, while we shook and salted Jiffy Pop, we watched rocket science rise from the launch pad to leave the gravity of our globe. In striped t-shirts and keds, we learned hard words like race and power and prejudice in schools where our teachers taught us that grown-up girls could be more than managers or mamas or maids. With Kool-Aid smiles and sticky hands, we welcomed our daddies home after long days of honest American work. Then we welcomed our neighbors' sons in fatigues and wheelchairs home from the war we couldn't win. But I swear, no one told us our speed could kill the planet. We did not know women would still have to wait their turn. And no one warned us that one day rockets would take us somewhere beside the moon, or that a man who had no sons would drag the rest of the world to war. Anne McCready.